Today, we're talking about tax notices from the IRS for old tax debt. Jen Jen says, I just received a CP 503 notification for years 2009, 2010, 2011, and 2012. I'm wondering if this is a scam. We have not received a notification before, and these are over 10 years old. WTF. Jen, I can't tell you specifically whether that notice is a scam or not without seeing it. However, I will say that receiving a CP 500 series notice right now, even for very old, well, relatively old tax debt, is not unheard of. See, a couple years ago, the IRS suspended a lot of its collections notices. You can see this from February 2022. They said, as part of, you know, ongoing efforts to provide additional help for people during this period, referring to the pandemic period, the IRS announced a data suspension of more than a dozen additional letters, including the mailing of automated collection notices normally issued when a taxpayer owes tax. One of those notices was the CP 503. Well, guess what? The IRS has received a lot more money now thanks to the Inflation Reduction Act. And what are they now trying to do? Their doors are open again post-COVID. What are they trying to do? They're trying to prove to Congress that all that money that Congress allocated to them, tens of billions of dollars worth, $70 billion, I think, final tally, through the Inflation Reduction Act, IRS is trying to prove to Congress that they're making good on that investment. And how they show they're making good on that investment? By collecting money from taxpayers, right? So before, when the IRS didn't have much money to go after taxpayers, Jen, they might have kind of forgotten about this old tax debt, right? But now they're going after taxpayers again with a vengeance because they have more money, more funding, more employees, quite frankly, to work these cases. And earlier this year, I mentioned this here on the channel, but the IRS is resuming issuing collections notices. All these notices include the CP 503 you received, Jen, that the IRS had paused. They said at the beginning of this year, they're going to gradually resume sending out reminder collection notices for individual tax debt before tax year 2022. Now, Jen, in your question, you did mention these tax years are over 10 years old. And I think where your mind is going here is CSED, Collection Statute Expiration Date. IRS has 10 years from the date of assessment to collect a tax, right? And I'm going to talk about that later in this video. But for now, I want to talk a little bit about the CP 503 notification that you received, Jen. And I kind of want to give you some reassurance here, Jen, because the CP 503 isn't the scariest of notices to receive from the IRS, quite frankly, okay? The CP 503, I have a sample one on screen here from a client of ours. This obviously isn't yours, Jen. I would say, Jen, if your CP 503 looks very similar to this one, then it's probably genuine. I would just make sure that, you know, the payment information here is consistent, right? You can pay at irs.gov/directpay. I would make sure that if you go to the very end, the last page, the payment voucher, I would make sure that wherever it's directing you to send payment, that it is to a legitimate IRS office. You can, you know, check that online. But yeah, if your CP 503 looks like this, Jen, it's probably legitimate. What is the CP 503? In IRS speak, it's the second balance due notice. Kind of confusing because the typical notices one would receive is the CP14, then the CP501, then the CP503. So CP503 is kind of the third notice, but they call it the second balance due notice. And it's basically a notice that is instructing the taxpayer to pay their balance immediately. Okay. Now, this notice is not as threatening as the notice that follows the CP 503, which is the CP 504. And I have a CP 504 for reference here on screen, right? At the CP 504, it says, you know, final balance due reminder, notice of intent to seize your property, seize in parentheses, levy your property or rights of property. As of such and such date, we have not received your overdue tax after sending several notices to you. You must pay your balance immediately or you may levy or seize your property, right? CP 503, it says you must pay your balance immediately. You should pay to stop further penalties and interest, right? And then, you know, they do mention if you don't act now, the IRS may consider levying or seizing your income or bank account, right? So they do mention that, but obviously the CP 504 has much stronger language. Now, they used to send, after the CP 503, the CP 504 used to come about 5 weeks after the CP 503. So 503 sent, about 5 weeks later, CP 504 sent. I made a video about this, but earlier this year, the IRS announced that they're actually spreading out the number of weeks between these CP500 collection notices. So now it's going to be about 10 weeks, or sorry, 8 weeks after the CP503 that the IRS will probably send you a CP504 gen. So you have some time, Jen, is what I'm saying here, to figure out what's going on, okay? And even after the 504, they have to send you your CDP rights. That's typically the LT11 from ACS or letter 1058 from a revenue officer. I talk about that in other videos. But basically, my message to you, Jen, is you have time after receiving the CP503 to figure out what is going on with your IRS account. And Jen, the first thing I would do is I would figure out when your tax debt drops off. What years did you say, Jen? Let's pull it up. 9, 10, 11, and 12. Okay. So if these returns were timely filed, right? Let's say 2012, because that's the last year we're talking about here. 2012, you would have timely filed that return in 2013, right? 10 years after 2013 is 2023. Right, because the IRS has 10 years from the date of tax is assessed to collect that tax. That's the collection statute expiration date. I made a whole video about that. Link to that video at the top of the screen. Okay, that 10 years time limit can be extended for certain things called tolling events, such as filing for bankruptcy, filing an offer in compromise, and a variety of other things. So if that had not, but apart from those tolling events, it's a 10-year clock from the date of assessment, okay? And the IRS generally assesses a tax about 6 weeks after you file a return, okay? Now, if you didn't file these returns, Jen, the IRS may have prepared an SFR for you, a substitute for return, and assess taxes based on that. But the fact that this balance still exists on the IRS books tells me that either, you know, you filed the returns on time, but there were some tolling events that have extended the IRS's 10-year statute to collect, or you filed these returns late, right? Because if you filed all these, let's say you filed 09, 10, 11, 12, and 12 all in 2015, right, to get caught up. Well, naturally, the IRS's time limit wouldn't start ticking until after you filed those returns, so in 2015, so the IRS would have until 2025. Collect the debt, right? Or Jen, I don't know, maybe the IRS prepared an SFR for you, substitute for return for you for these years, and they didn't assess a tax based on those SFRs until, after 2014, right? Which is why this tax is still on the books with the IRS. So I'm not sure exactly what happened just from your comment, Jen, but I would say what you should do is get in contact with the IRS. Figure out what your CSEDs are, your CSED dates, your collection statute expiration dates for these years. If they are coming up close, the IRS may be looking to collect from you as efficiently as they can to get as much money from you as they can before those collection statute expiration dates hit. In that case, you need protection, okay? And there's some ways to protect yourself. You can try to get into like a hardship status, right? If you're in a tough financial spot right now and just stay in that hardship status, also in currently non-collectible status until the tax debt drops off. You can try to maybe go for a hardship-based installment agreement. Maybe, you know, it's a tough sell to the IRS that you can't afford to pay them anything, but, you know, maybe you can come up with, prove that you can only pay them like $50 a month or something, right? So they're paying $50 a month until the tax debt drops off on the collection statute expiration date, with the balance, which is hopefully the majority of your tax debt, being, written off. If the CSED dates are close, I wouldn't recommend filing an offer in compromise in most cases, because during that time, the offer in compromise is pending. Basically, it's been deemed processable by the IRS, and it's sitting on, you know, the IRS's desk for review, so to speak. During that whole time, right, that 10-year statute of limitations is paused. Okay, so a lot of folks shoot themselves in the foot. What they should have probably just gotten to CNC or something, right? Because they have a pending CSED, but they go on and do the offer and, you know, kind of extend that time limit. And anything can happen in the future. Financial circumstances can change, right? The IRS knows that as well. If your financial circumstances change for, you know, significantly better, you may not qualify for that offer when the IRS reviews it. You may not even qualify for CNC anymore, right? So, you know, there's all these strategies here that you have to consider when we're dealing with older tax debt. And that's why our team, you know, when you hire us, we do a full scrub, a full analysis of the taxpayer's account to figure out what is truly the best possible resolution for them. We don't just get a case and submit an offer and compromise, right? Because a lot of shops out there, okay, I'll get the case. We're going to submit the offer just because, you know, you paid us to submit an offer and you might not even qualify for an offer and compromise. Most people don't, right? But even if you don't, there are other strategies that can be employed that can save you money, right? Or at least buy you time, okay? That's the best possible resolution. That's how we operate here at Choice Tax Relief. If you'd like a free consultation with us at Choice Tax Relief, please reach out to us, 866-8000-TAX. That's 866-8000-829. Or you can visit us at choicetaxrelief.com. There should be like a little button floating here. We can visit our homepage, fill out the form there, and someone will reach out to you. We call from Los Angeles, but although we serve clients nationwide, we do call from Los Angeles, the Los Angeles area. So those are area codes like 213-323 and 818. All right, folks, thank you so much for watching this video. See you in the next one. Bye-bye.